When Scott Morrison emerges from 2 weeks quarantine in the lodge on Friday, he'll find himself in a very changed political environment. Over the past fortnight, he's not only got a new, much more colourful Deputy Prime Minister, but several parts of the nation have been plunged into lockdowns, and as we've just heard, a few state leaders and health officials are now angry with his handling over the COVID-19 vaccination program. Doctors today also accused Mr. Morrison of throwing a hand grenade into the vaccine rollout and say his most recent public comments are largely to blame for causing confusion in the community. From Canberra, here's political reporter James Glenday.
I'm comfortable with the risk in terms of, clots and things like that.
Jonathan Statham is one of many Australians under the age of 40 keen to get any vaccine that's available, including AstraZeneca, which is associated with very rare blood clots.
The odds of me getting in a car accident on the way home is higher than that, so I'm willing to take that risk.
He decided to make inquiries after the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's declaration 2 nights ago that any adults who wanted AstraZeneca could have it after speaking with their doctor.
If they wish to go and speak to their doctor and have access to the AstraZeneca vaccine, they can do so.
The Australian Medical Association remains unimpressed by that intervention. It says the PM is to blame for causing confusion in the community and conflicting advice from health officials around the country.
Look, there's a lot of confusion out there, and unfortunately the Prime Minister's thrown a little bit of a hand grenade into our vaccine program. And I think that today shows why we need to keep the politicians out of health discussions and leave them between patients and their doctors.
AMA President Omar Korshid says it's important for people to realise that little has actually changed. All the government's done is remove the age restriction, which was preventing people under the age of 40 getting vaccinated.
And they've removed the restriction simply because they've got supply now of AZ. There are some young people who want AZ because it's available now. That's understandable. I don't think it's for any of us to say, no, you can't have it. But the advice is clear from the experts because they've modelled the risks and the benefits in the setting of a small outbreak.
The Health Minister, Greg Hunt, was out today trying to clear up the latest vaccine controversy.
AstraZeneca is preferred for over 60s and Pfizer is preferred for over 50s.
And as is often the case when things are going badly for the government, the Finance Minister, Simon Birmingham, appeared to try to reassure people.
It's up for each doctor to follow the health advice that is there, to consider it fully, and to sit and talk to their patients. That's all that's going to happen.
But the opposition leader, Anthony Albanese, says the PM needs to front the cameras himself to explain what's going on.
The Prime Minister must come out immediately and state why it is that he changed the advice that he gave. Provide some certainty for people who just want to be vaccinated. He also needs to explain why there's ongoing issues with supply.
Supply is the major issue here. There's simply not enough Pfizer to go around. And there are concerns the Delta variant of COVID-19, which has spread in New South Wales, could be much more difficult to suppress than previous outbreaks. The AstraZeneca decision might speed up the rollout and even ensure some vaccines don't go to waste. But it's just adding to the public perception that the whole program is slow, confusing, and increasingly politically contentious.
Political reporter James Glenday.